Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Hey all, I'm back in the studio and I am feeling a lot better this week than I was last week. My personal circumstances have not changed, but I'm just feeling a lot more peaceful in it and it's causing me less anxiety. So I'm feeling a little clearer this week and I've been having a bit of fun in my human design experiment. For those who listen to me regularly, you'll know that I'm kind of obsessed by human design, a healthy obsession. It's not like an unhealthy obsession yet. And I'm like 2 and a bit years into learning about human design. Which for those who don't know, it's the science of differentiation. So it's kind of like a blend of astrology with I Ching. I think that's how you say it. I don't know because I'm not that, like, I'm spiritual, but I'm not like dogma spiritual. So I don't know a lot of the language around this stuff. But anyway, it's a mix of all these different kinds of things. So eloquent. And I've just found it to be, of all of the things that I've tried, Enneagram, you know, astrology, all that kind of jazz, human design has been the thing that has just like punched me in the gut, like, wow, oh my God. Oh my God, this is who I am. Wow. And it's been such a permission tool for me as someone who, it's actually in my human design, to feel like I don't necessarily know who I am, or it's not necessarily that I don't know who I am. It's more like the purpose and meaning has been such a huge part of my life. And human design has really helped me to get a grasp on that. Anyway, I've been doing this really amazing free challenge with Beth Davis. She has a Facebook group called Align to Your Design, and it's all around aligning your business to your human design. And it's just been fascinating. It's going to wrap up in the next couple of days and the content will be removed, but apparently she runs them regularly. So if you're interested in exploring that a little bit more, then check out her Facebook group, Align to Your Design, because it's like, it's been blowing my mind. And we've been looking at some aspects of our chart in terms of how they might show up in our business. So like what our work output should be, or our desk work, what we would do for work, how we work best in a business, what our life's brand is, what our life's lesson is. Like, it's been fascinating stuff, what our core genius is. And that's really what's brought me to record this episode, because I was mind fucking myself around trying to figure all these, what these gates and what all this stuff meant. And I created a cheat sheet for myself. So I knew that anyway, it's just like my typical first line stuff, you know, and third line. I like to, you know, really the first line is all about investigating. I'm an investigator by nature. I love to research stuff. I have a really hot thirst for knowledge that sets me alight, right? And human design does that. So when things like this come up, I'm like right in there and I'm digging deep and I'm figuring it all out, and I love being that place. And then I get to my third line, which is the martyr, the person who likes to bump into shit, the experimenter, the person who I thought was a failure but is actually just someone who is designed to make mistakes so that I can learn and teach others how to kind of avoid them. So I've been in there. One of the things that I just couldn't quite get my head around was this idea of core genius, and the gate that it was around was confusing me. Anyway, this isn't necessarily relevant to the story I want to tell, but what it highlighted to me was what, you know, part of what my core genius is. And I looked at some of my most favorite clients that I've worked with, and they've all had a little bit of a theme in common. And I don't know if this is a theme that relates to you, but it's certainly a common theme in people who come to me. And some of these people have such incredible, huge stories and this block around sharing it, because it feels really self-indulgent to be sharing their story. And actually, this isn't just in terms of like people who want to share raw, open, honest, their whole journey. It's also for people who are hiding behind interviews in their podcast and want to come out more and, and build a rapport as an individual, but they're really afraid of like what a solo show would mean for them. It is self-indulgent just for me to be behind the mic speaking my own thoughts and my own truth. Like, you know, that feels really self-indulgent. And it's so funny because doing this work around it has highlighted that part of my genius is actually getting you the fuck over yourself. Anyone who has worked with me can probably verify that. The work that we do together is about you getting over these stories about being self-indulgent and self-absorbed, because here's the kicker. I actually wrote this down, so I'm going to read it out to you. I'm not going to read it out to you. I'm just going to share this little bit, right? I'm going to read it out because it's more succinct than I could probably come up with now. But basically, I actually think it's more self-indulgent to indulge yourself in stories of how unimportant and insignificant you are. So I'm going to say that again for impact. It is more self-indulgent to indulge yourself in stories around you being unimportant and insignificant. What I feel like I'm here to do is to shift you out of that mindset of it being okay for you to take up space, because people come to me all the time. It's like people come to me with the gray hair, right? And they're like, oh my God, I'd love to do the gray hair. You're so brave. How do you, oh, I wish I could do that. Well, you fucking can. You just stop buying dye. Right? You can do it. If you want to do it, you can do it. The only person stopping you is literally you. And so the same thing kind of happens when people come to me, and often people are attracted to me because of the fact that I just ramble and I just share my shit and I'm really open about my struggle, and I've talked openly about my story through depression and anxiety and through the failure of my co-working space and all of the crazy shit that has been thrown at me as someone with the cross of the unexpected in human design terms, and as a 1-3. Life has thrown a lot of stuff at me, and I'm here to process it and share it, right? And so often people come to me because that's what they, deep down inside, they know that's what they want to do. Not the same way as I do, but they feel this desire to share more of themselves, to speak their truth more, to share their story, to share their opinions, to speak up. Right? To show up and speak up. There's no coincidence that my Facebook group is called Show Up, Speak Up, and that this podcast is Carlosophy's Show Up, Speak Up, right? This is what I'm here to help you do, to show up and to speak up and get you out of the way in that. Because when I ask those people who have all these stories around them sharing of themselves as being self-indulgent or frivolous or a waste of, waste of time when, their opinion doesn't matter. Basically, I am like, well, hang on, you're working with me. So do you think that I'm self-indulgent? Do you think that I'm an asshole who has, is just like, I don't know, like, self-obsessed and self-absorbed? Is that what you think of me? And they're like, well, no, but you have integrity and you have, and it's like, well, so do you. So the very fact that you have awareness around this means that you wouldn't be a self-indulgent asshole. You don't see me as a self-indulgent asshole. In fact, you don't see me so much as a self-indulgent asshole that you've actually invested in working with me. So clearly there is something in the sharing of you and those stories of you being insignificant, not having anything of value to say, blah, blah, blah. I could list off like an arm's worth of the things that I hear people say about how insignificant they are and about how their voice doesn't have any value and how self-indulgent it is. those stories that you're telling yourself are more self-indulgent and self-absorbed than if you actually did it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it very succinctly, but I really want to drive this home. You telling yourself how small you are, you telling yourself how you don't matter, you telling yourself that that this is self-indulgent is self-indulgent. Because what I know is when I work with people and they get out of their own fucking way, they are in pure service. They are helping motherfuckers left, right, and center through telling their story. It is in service of people for you to get out of your own fucking way and share your truth with the world. That is not self-indulgent. Self-indulgent is stopping yourself from doing that because of a bunch of bullshit stories you've got going on about yourself. So, that is all really rather harsh and loud, and I'm clearly very passionate about this. And that is what has come up through doing this Life Purpose Lab thing with Beth, has been like, wow, okay, I didn't really think about that as my, as part of my core genius, is like, this is what I do in the world. I actually help people get over themselves. I've always called myself a permission giver. I've always had, I've always thought that maybe that's what I do, but like seeing it in my design, that this is actually a core part of what I do for others, has just been like mind fucking blowing. So I guess today's lesson or whatever sermon is really, like, I just really urge you, if you are holding yourself back from speaking your truth, please, well, come work with me if that's what it's going to take. But if you can do this on your own, if you can just sidestep those stories and really, have a think about how those stories that you are, they become really self-absorbed. It's all the stories about you and your inadequacy. That's self-absorbed. More self-absorbed than someone who's actually speaking their truth. I speak my truth, and you better fucking believe it. I mean, I speak my truth first because for my well-being, for my because it's my design. I'm actually designed this way. G center, throat, spleen, all connected in human design terms. I am here to know who I am, to speak from intuition, speak about my experience, and speak from intuition in the now. That is what I'm here for, and that is what I do. I'm living my design. And in living my design is not, it's not self-indulgent, it's not self-absorbed, it is in deep, always in deep service of you. I honestly wouldn't be showing up and sharing this with the world if it weren't for me thinking that this could impact you in some way. This is about as far from self-absorbed as one can get. But you know what? It's also deeply okay for you to put your needs first and to put your truth first. In fact, it's necessary. One of my key things that I have used since the day I punched my reflection in the mirror and said, I fucking hate you, is that I wanted to be able to look at myself in the mirror at the end of the day and be happy with the person looking back at me. The only way that is possible is through getting to know what my truth is, through speaking it, through honoring myself, through showing up, through speaking up. So that is today's episode. If you have stories around all the reasons why you can't share yourself with the world, I just really want to encourage you to stop with those bullshit stories. Whatever you have to do, connect with another, right? Find someone you can talk to about it. Work with someone like me who can help you move through this shit so that you can express yourself, because you have a unique story to tell. You have a unique perspective and insights that others need to hear if you can get out of your own way. That doesn't have to be in the form of a podcast. That's just one of the tools that I use for my own self-expression. And therefore, a lot of the people that work with me also want to use a podcast for that. But this can be in any way you like. Even better if it's in your intimate one-to-one relationships that you have. Okay, that's enough ranting from me today. Until next week, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.